try to go to the lakefront right now, and you'll see along the bike paths a big police line, do not cross. The barricades are up. We heard the mayor loud and clear. You heard the governor, the superintendent talk about the new rules in place that our parks along the lakefront and the green space over there all shut down for indefinitely until they decide that it's time to reopen them. So Sergeant Pete is here. He's 38 years a Chicago cop, Sergeant Pete Kokonis, regular on this show, and police are going to be enforcing this. How you doing, Pete, first of all? How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah? Okay. Good. Did you see the meme going around of Mayor Lightfoot? They're everywhere now. They've got this stern-faced Mayor Lightfoot superimposed onto a lot of the landmarks along the lakefront and things like that. Just like, do not cross me. Do not cross. Pay attention. They're serious about this. They're going to enforce it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Daly or Ron never had anything or couldn't have had anything like she's had to handle. And she's not a politician. She's listening to doctors. She's listening to the people that know and enforcing these things because people are just ignoring the rules to stay at home. It's a simple thing. Everyone should stay at home.
Well, I think they're saying you can get out and get some fresh air. It's just what it turned into was
walk the dog, walk around the block. But, you know, if you need something to take your nail polish off, I don't think that's an emergency situation.
Good point. And if you look around and there are six or seven other people around you, it's probably you probably shouldn't be there. Right. Is that kind of a rule, too? Because I even gone to the grocery store and pulled up and felt like it was too crowded. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go home. I'll get it tomorrow or I'll show up at a different hour. It just feels like it's a small sacrifice, ultimately, in the grand scheme of things.
Why put the police, who have enough problems, in a position where, OK, so they can go over their loudspeaker and say, hey, listen, everybody break it up or everybody go home, or they walk and they say, go home. Why put them in a position where they have to confront you and then they have to write you a citation in order to bring you to court? And then so far from what I understand, there's only one case where some guy was just so obnoxious in the 11th District that they had to lock him up.
Right. We heard one case. But other than that, it was a lot of kind of dispersing the crowds and that kind of thing. Is that so? Well, police are I haven't been to the lakefront since this order. I drove by briefly, but it looks as if there were more police on the medians along Lakeshore Drive. Do you know what the presence is like and how this is going to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's not something that the police should do. People should have enough common sense to do it themselves. You know, the police are in a horrible position. There's not enough masks, not enough a sanitizer. There's not enough, you know, you got a $2 trillion stimulus package. Well, how about taking some of that and making sure that the cops have masks and cops have sanitizer? Because they have to show up. You know, in New York, they're to the point where if they get to, they have over 3,000 policemen have called in sick.
How many?
Two police officers from Detroit have died of corona. So now New York's going to be in a position where if they get to a 13, 14% of their police department being unable to work, they're going to be in a position of 12-hour days to the rest of the police department. And they're hit hard. We don't want that in this city, and we definitely don't want our police, single-family, single-parent police officers, having to worry about who I'm in contact with and what am I going to do, what do I bring home to my kids?
No, you wouldn't want them to be in that situation at all, especially since, you know, they're taking the risks and they're protecting us, and that you're right, we need to step up for them.
If you need police for something, they're there. They're the ones that respond to anything that you need, any help that you need. I mean, you've even seen where policemen have dropped off meals for people. I mean, this is outside the purview of their duties, but they're part of the community and they want to help. So the community should turn around and help them.
I agree. And we've seen some stories about people who are, you've seen the distilleries who are making hand sanitizer for police and first responders only. You've seen donations come in for that kind of thing. Is it getting better in terms of their access to the stuff that they need to protect themselves and their safety?
Well, Dr. Willie Wilson gave them a lot of masks. The union has bought as much sanitizer as they can. I don't know, you know, if it's just, if it's not available, it's not available. I managed to get, my niece is a nurse, so I managed to get a couple of masks from her. But me, you know, I get, you get sick of watching Who's Your Daddy on television, but, you know, it's just...
Is that what you're doing, is that what you're doing, Sergeant P? Are you watching those daytime television shows?
I watched WGN, and I turned it on thinking that, you know, maybe they'll have a feature on there, and there's Maury with Who's Your Daddy, you know? I mean, come on.
A little levity doesn't hurt. That's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. I also know that the cops are trying to get tested themselves, and there have been long lines for that. There's one in the
north side. There was a point my niece sent me, North Shore Hospital, which used to be Evanston, I guess. They have a telephonic thing where you call up and you give them the information you have, and they'll ask you about symptoms and everything. And then they'll tell you, hey, listen, I think that you're in a position where you need to come in here or you don't need to come in here. And, you know, that's the way, because the testing centers are just overwhelmed.
They're swamped. There's
right
no question.
Now.
There's no question.
Yeah, just overwhelmed. And if it rains, they can't test you because the PPEs that they wear become useless if they get wet. So if you could do it telephonically, and North Shore is one of the ones that, I don't know if other hospitals are doing that, but my niece has told me about North Shore as the, you know, when I ask her what's available. That's available for the policemen.
Okay. Well,
and the firemen, and you know, I'm sure that doctors and nurses have their own, you know, ends at the different hospitals.
Yeah. Well, we need to get them what they need because, as you say, this is a situation where it's going to start affecting police families, too. So, you know, we thank you for what all the men and women of the police department are doing and our firefighters and first responders. So thank you, Sergeant Pete. Thanks for checking in with us. And I'm glad you're okay. Glad you're good.
So I'm glad you're good, and thanks for putting all this information out. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. Go back to your Who's Your Daddy. Keep me posted on what's going on with Maury.
Who's Your Daddy?
Thank you. I knew you'd be watching that. I just knew it. Figured it. That's Sergeant Pete, a regular here, and we appreciate him checking in.